individuals, it is true, are more special. This is natural selection. It begins as a single individual, born or hatched like every other member of their species, anonymous, seemingly ordinary, except they're not. They carry inside them the genetic code that will take their species to the next evolutionary rung.
Change has come to America.
Alien race to come down and threaten us.
The military industrial complex.
The highly funded yet unofficial government agency.
I've now been in 57 states.
Welcome to PID Radio. I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert, everybody, and welcome to Tuesday, June the 9th of 2009.
Proud to say that my DNA is still intact.
Deoxyribonucleic acid?
I knew you'd know what that was. Sharon played a molecular biologist in a former life. Why,
I can even make models of it.
Why,
that's
great.
Just models. The Lord says, get your own stuff.
That's right. Well, that's our top story tonight as look around the world and see out there as we peer into darkness that there are actually organizations that are encouraging amateur biologists, not trained biologists like Sharon, but amateur biologists to warm up their Bunsen burners and get out those Petri dishes and start playing around with the very building blocks of life in the privacy of their own home.
Gee, Johnny, what would you like for Christmas this year? I want a Gattaca set, Mom.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm saving up to buy some jellyfish DNA so I can make a glowing dog. This is really going, it sounds like we're making this up. I mean,
we've talked many
times about the transhuman, the transgenic movements, but seriously, and David, we really will put the link in the show notes tonight. DIY bio.
It's invisible, David.
Only smart people can see it.
Hey!
The show notes have no links. Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, we love you, David. Bless your heart. He's got a hat.
Yeah, and he's sort of like
Lord love him, he bought a hat. I mean, I got to tell you, I really appreciate that. We've got a site at PID's shop at Cafe Press, and there's all kind of stuff up there. Bless your heart, David. Bought a hat.
And we don't talk about it.
It looks good in it.
Because it is a stylish-looking hat with an amazing graphic that, of course, you designed. But we don't talk about it because the purpose here is not to try to, push merch on you guys. But, it's there. And David posted a picture to Facebook the other night wearing his PID radio hat. So
he
David,
looks cool.
He does.
And
we do
the hat.
Thank him. And
he's one of the smartest people I know.
That is a fact. He truly is. And he's caught things that I have missed in rushing to get show notes done the last couple of nights, which is why we're kind of joking about it here. So links that were promised and didn't show up, like the link to the Natal website, the whole little Milo
Nicole
thing.
Noticed that a link wasn't working.
Yes, from 300 miles away, Nicole is still pointing out stuff that I'm doing wrong. Thank you very much. So anyway, the link will be there at diybio.org, getting back on point here, which is do-it-yourself biology. These are people who are encouraging amateur biologists to start tinkering around with DNA.
Biohackers.
That is what they call themselves. Yeah. Biohackers. Biohackers.
Yeah, there's even an art form now. I'm probably going to use the term in a very narrow way, which I think it applies to more things, but biopunk is another term that I've seen. Apparently, turning a rabbit, a living entity, green is considered art.
Yeah, and it's something that is fairly easy to do, I guess, from a bioengineering perspective. I mean, you can buy over the internet, you can buy those jellyfish genes to insert into pigs, into mice, into what I've read about one lady who's trying to do it with yogurt. Why? Well, apparently she's trying to not only to make the yogurt turn green and glow, but to do it when it detects melamine, which is that chemical that the Chinese were putting into
test
a home melamine test. Yeah. So, but not just a home melamine test, that glows green.
You know, I have to tell you, some of the really sophisticated science that is done now, mm-hmm. like gene splicing, was originally done in a kitchen. I mean, there's a famous blender experiment mm-hmm. where they sort of cut up DNA with a blender, with a wearing blender.
And this is being encouraged, according to the group.
We don't have a
DIYBio.org, because we don't believe in that sort of thing.
But if, there are kids out there doing this kind of stuff.
We do our gene splicing by hand, the old-fashioned way.
We earn it. But, you know, I got to tell you, this sounds like a left turn, but it really isn't. I was watching Caprica today. We got the DVD through Netflix. And it's not gene splicing. It's not bio-hacking. But it is hacking in order to create a biological entity in virtual space. And from there, of course, come the what they call them, skin jobs mm-hmm. in Battlestar Galactica. I think that's where they're going with it. But this is something that this teenage girl was doing.
For a science fair project?
No. Oh. She actually belongs to, I don't want to give too much away if you want to see Caprica and you haven't. I will warn you, though, seriously, because this is on DVD and not on sci-fi, mm-hmm. there are scenes that you're going to have to hit that fast-forward button, hit that next chapter, right. because they're totally inappropriate.
Taking advantage of the...
But the one thing about a scene like that is it opens with this debauchery that is just frightening. And we're talking about bloodletting in addition to other things that are inappropriate. But it's the kind of stuff that I told you, sadly, probably does really go on in the world. But I won't give away too much more, but there's going to become we're going to reach a synthesis of, or a nexus rather, of the biological hacking and the cyber hacking.
Right.
And mm-hmm. they're going to intertwine if mm-hmm. they haven't already. It's one thing to have the government doing this, you know, in secret. It's another thing to have kids doing it. You know, watching a show like Heroes mm-hmm. or Transformers mm-hmm. and thinking, you know, I could do that to myself. I can get those, you know, powers and be extra strong and extra fast. And
yep.
That's frightening.
It is frightening. And just glancing over some of the comments that have been posted to this website for DIYBio.org, there's one here that... says, and it's just the first line of the comment, but it says, for extracting human DNA, here's a link to, like, okay. So, again, they're encouraging hacking with the human genome. Okay, so this is taking transgenics and moving it out of the lab and into the kitchen. The mad scientist of 1950s horror films soon to come to a neighborhood near you.
I like this. Step one, planning our experiment. The pressure cooker shot out steam like an enormous teapot. It sounds like fiction, but it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
Green gene colony transformation kit comes with a GFP plasmid.
Johnny, why is your sister glowing? I don't know.
It's way past sea monkeys.
Yeah. So anyway, that is just another piece of the puzzle as we head toward that singularity, that event horizon as we go past the point of no return. We don't need the Nephilim to start minting with our DNA. We're doing it to ourselves. They do it all for you.
But I'm telling you, there are spiritual things at work.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Elsewhere, the Bilderberg Light group got together, is getting together now, in fact, in Montreal. It's not exactly called that. It's the Conference of Montreal, which is a gathering of leaders. Essentially, it's the group that would be behind the North American Union, more or less, a group of leading industrialists, politicians, financiers.
One-third less royalty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because we don't cotton to that in this hemisphere. The leaders of the Canada, Mexico, the United States,
and some ex-leaders like Albright, Madeleine Albright,
right. Some of the people there, including Madeleine Albright, as you mentioned, the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, president of the World Bank, Robert Zoellick, president of the European Central Bank, Jean-Claude Trichet, governor of the Central Bank of Mexico, Guillermo Ortiz Martinez, governor of the Bank of Canada, sort of the equivalent of Ben Bernanke, Mark Carney. Are we seeing a trend here? You're getting the heads of all these central banks?
Did you say what the theme for this year is?
Well, the theme... yesterday, Monday, was to deal with economy and governance. The meeting was opened with a lecture by the head of the International Monetary Fund titled Towards a New Global Order.
Exactly. That's the ticket.
Yep. Other events yesterday included a new world governance.
There's the PDF that I linked to.
Another link to put in the show notes at PIDradio.com. The theme today, Tuesday, June 9th, was energy, health, and sustainable development. That's code word for we'll tell you how much energy you can use. The
green. It's green and white PDF.
Yeah, the PDF. It is a green logo. Very nice. Tomorrow, Wednesday, June 10th, international trade and the Americas. And Thursday, international finance. The closing lecture deals with... is titled NAFTA and the Economic Recovery, the Required Joint Action Between North American Central Banks. The Required Joint Action Between North American Central Banks. That would be Canada, Mexico, United States, the Federal Reserve Bank. Sounds like the financial...
Required
in order to
action.
Yes. Between North American Central Banks. The economic framework...
Can you spell Amero?
Yeah, exactly. The economic framework for the North American Union.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on in Montreal right now. Meanwhile, in the United States, H1N1 continues to slowly spread. It's kind of dropped out of the news as we've dealt with the bankruptcy of General Motors and Chrysler. The Chrysler plan, by the way, given the green light by the United States Supreme Court this afternoon. And...
who decided not to, which surprised me, honestly. I was saying that they were going to ratchet it up to phase six, but they said that they were not going to. In fact, they changed their own definitions.
Huh.
So they didn't have to.
Interesting. So,
but it actually,
not...
according to the real definition, it became a phase six almost immediately.
Yeah, pandemic. And Dr. Henry Nyman has been talking about that for quite some time. And he points out in a new piece that he wrote just today, that this is still tracking the 1918 pandemic, which emerged in the spring of 1918 and was rather slow to develop. It did infect a number of people across the United States in the spring and summer, but relatively mild cases of influenza. It wasn't until the fall of 1918 that it really turned deadly. And he said that, well, I won't detail it here because, you know, not having a medical background, I would probably miss the salient point. But the bottom line is this, that it's tracking the spread of the 1918 pandemic, which, as we have noted before, killed upwards of 50 million people in a world that had a lot fewer people than it does today. One note in the world of faith that I want to point out, we haven't seen this group around for a while, and it was all the rage before Rick Warren really hit the scene and got big. Promise Keepers is relaunching this summer in Colorado. Coach Bill McCartney, who was the national championship winning coach of the University of Colorado football team, founded the organization back in 1990, and he resigned from the organization as president in 2003. They're going to launch again this summer on July 31st and August 1st. With a program called A Time to Honor. And this time around, men are invited to or asked to bring their wives, basically bring women into the club, daughters, wives, mothers, sisters.
I'd like to read their new bylaws or regulations or whatever they call them.
Right.
I remember you and I looked into that when it first hit the scene some years ago, and there were aspects to it that really bothered me.
Yeah, and I would need to go back and reread. So I don't want to get too deep into it tonight.
No, me neither.
Without really studying up on it. But it's interesting that it has come back because it really suffered a decline. It was, I remember it was a really big deal in the church, a couple of churches we attended.
Well, a lot of the churches in the area, I think there were a lot. And hey, no reason why men shouldn't get together, I think.
Absolutely.
It's great. It's just what when you get together too often and there are a lot of rules and I don't know. I don't want to get into it. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll take a look at it.
So we'll keep an eye on that as we get closer to the date. It's still about 6-7 weeks out, but watch for that because a lot of men that I knew were very into Promise Keepers at its peak, and so that may be coming around again.
I like seeing men get together in small groups, accountability meetings, you know, once a week or something. Just, you know, 3-4 guys that get together and share, you know, the week. And it's the same thing with women. I really think that we need to do that, women with women and men with men. But huge organizations, I think that you start to lose what you're really trying to do for the Lord in it.
And when you present yourself as a Christian organization, and the biggest problem that I had with Promise Keepers at the time was that they said, leave your doctrine at the door. And while as Christians, we are supposed to, love everyone, love our enemies even. Oh, what a concept. But you can't leave your doctrine at the door. And if you're going to be a Christian organization, to say...
The doctrine is your foundation. How can you leave
exactly.
it at the
door? You can't do that. And that was a problem that I had with the organization. So now some may say I'm picking nits. Fine. Again, I need to go back and do a little more study on this before I start casting stones. But and the point here isn't to cast stones, just an observation that this was an organization that was
Well, I'm
going to
give the benefit of the doubt. You know, let's take a look and see what the relaunch is about and what they're going to be like, and we'll go from there.
Yep. As we mentioned, the show notes will include the links, and you'll find that at PIDradio.com. Our email address there is radio@peeringintodarkness.com. I did notice that some emails that have been sent to us over the last week or so have been caught in our spam filter, which was perhaps set a little too aggressively. This is weird. It sometimes happens where it starts catching stuff that it shouldn't ought to catch.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll find out about it maybe a week after somebody sends us something and doesn't hear back from us and thinks we're ignoring them. No, there were a number of things that were stuck in the web, so I had to kind of goose it.
We've had some things that get stuck and then other things that arrive 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, so who knows?
Generally something I don't really care if I see or not.
But if you send us something at radio@peeringintodarkness.com, we don't respond immediately. Just bear in mind, it might be some electronic weirdness that we'll just have to consult with the Jesus geek about.
That's right. Yeah. And honestly, you know, if your reply is going to require a long, you know, like if it's something that you're sharing with me or with Derek and we want to give you a long, thoughtful response, we may not respond immediately. Those things that I can send out, you know, one or two line to, I'll get those right out. But the ones that require a little more thought, I am so guilty of flagging it, and then I've lost all thought whatsoever. And so for those people that I've done that to, please forgive me. I'm lousy about that stuff. It's something I pray about daily that the Lord will help me to be better about. You take the time to write to us. The least we can do is write back.
Yeah, amen to that. We're also online at the Piercing the Darkness forum. You'll find a link there at the show notes at PIDradio.com.
And you can follow us on all the facey
pages. Yeah.
Twitter, Facebook. We're not in
LinkedIn.
I'm at LinkedIn too. And actually, there's a PID radio group at LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're all over the place.
Yeah. You can't miss us. That's just part of our evil plan to take
over.
Let's
put a
link to the hat. Yeah, absolutely.
The hat. We need to get t-shirts with Sam's picture on it. Or Sam wearing a hat.
Yeah. Sam's Club. No, I think that name's probably taken.
No, I think that's taken. Yeah. But there is dog, there are dog t-shirts. That you can get with PID radio on it. So we'll have to get one for Sam and take a picture of it.
Yeah, obey the dachshund. Yeah.
We don't have that. Somebody else does. And we're over time.
Well, you know, so we're in a bonus time now. Until next time, I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert. Bye-bye, everybody.
This is PID Radio.